Take your Bible. Turn to Zechariah chapter 9. Amen. Zechariah chapter 9. Zechariah chapter number 9. Verse number 10, and the Bible says, "And I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, and the horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace unto the heathen, and his dominion shall be from sea even to sea, and from the river even to the ends of the earth. As for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit wherein is no water. Turn ye to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee. When I have bent Judah for me, fill the bow with Ephraim and raised up thy sons, O Zion, against thy sons, O Greece, and made thee as a sword of a mighty man. And the Lord shall be seen over them, and his arrow shall go forth as the lightning. And the Lord God shall blow the trumpet and shall go with whirlwinds of the south. And the Lord of hosts shall defend them. And they shall devour them and subdue with sling stones, and they shall drink and make a noise as through wine, and they shall be filled like bowls and as a corner, the corners of the altar. And the Lord their God shall save them in that day as the flock of his people, for they shall be as the stones of a crown lifted up as an ensign upon his land. For how great is his goodness and how great is his beauty. Corn shall make the young men cheerful, and the new wine the maidens." I want to preach tonight just a little while, if God will be our help, on this thought, the grand finale. Amen, the grand finale. As we look at this and we see as Zechariah is writing here, and he's writing of the burden of the cities that's surrounding Palestine. And as we look at this, and I got to thinking on this last night and this morning, I was pondering on this and meditating on this. And I got to thinking about how history, if you think about it, history has a tendency to repeat itself. History has a tendency. And if we don't mark what happens in history, and we tend to try to forget it and remove it, praise God, we tend to do things even bad things over and over again, amen, without learning from them. Hey, we may learn from them, but the next generation won't have those things to learn from, so they won't learn from the mistakes that we made, amen. But as we look at this and we see, and Zechariah's writing this down, he's pinning it down. If you look at the first 8 verses or 9, 10 verses of this, you can see how Zechariah's laying it out. He's looking at the things that have taken place, and we see how they begin to move, and they begin the land begins to become burdened. Praise God, God's land, the Holy Land, it begins to become burdened with those things that would come at it. It seems like that little old piece of property ain't much bigger than Rhode Island. Praise God's always been the center of attention. Amen. Because Jerusalem, praise God, is the place that inhabits God. Praise God. I just tell you, when you go there, praise God, when you go up the mountain, no matter how you go to get to Jerusalem, you got to go up. It's literally on the top of a mountain on a plateau. And as you go up to it, and you get up there, as me and Miss Teresa went over a few years ago, and we come up the mountain, and before you get to Jerusalem, there was a tunnel there, and we went in that tunnel's darkness, and when we come out on the other side, there was, well, glory, hallelujah, there was Jerusalem laid out in front of us, and we could see that holy city. Praise God. I got to thinking what it's going to be like one of these days we pull up there, that new Jerusalem, that city built by God. Praise God. Lord, ain't it going to be something when we see the splendor of that city? Praise the Lord. Everything that we think about now, we cast aside. We can forget it. It'll be in the past. Praise God. We'll be living in the present with a present Savior. Amen. I don't know about you. I get excited when I think about being with my Savior. Amen. Praise God. All good things happen around Jesus. Amen. He said, hey, praise the Lord. The sick were made whole. The blind was made to see. The sad was made to rejoice in the presence of the Savior. So we can see it as it's laid out here. And over the centuries, over the years, there's been a lot of times that Israel has been besieged by the enemy. Praise God. And we see how it's laid out here. And Zechariah's telling us about this. As you see it today, and you think about it, I believe we're about to the point in time that we can see this happening before our eyes right here today in the air that we live. Praise God. Amen. Kind of almost like deja vu, like we've been here before, according to the precious Word of God. Amen. He said, burden of the word of the Lord, verse number 1, in the land of Hadrach and Damascus shall be the rest thereof, when the eyes of man, as of all the tribes of Israel, shall be toward the Lord. Praise God, I'm going to tell you, when we get to looking toward God and we get to looking toward the Lord. They was talking about Israel there the other day. And they said, well, they got them divided now. They got them busted up. This whole Hamas bunch, a bunch of devils. They said, we're going to divide and conquer. But let me tell you what's happening. Over there in that little country, in that little handful of people, praise God, they ain't dividing not one whit. But them people's drawn together and they're looking to God. Praise God. They say, listen, we know what's going on. We're just going to stay the course and we're going to trust in God. Praise God. We're going to look to the one, our Redeemer. Praise God. We're going to look like our King David. We're going to look unto hills of which cometh our help. Our help's coming from the Lord. We're not afraid. Praise God. We're not going to compromise. We're not going to let up. We're going to stay in the fight. Praise God. Listen, hey, we got to stay in the fight. We can't quit now. We're getting too close to the finish line. We're getting too close to glory. We're getting close to seeing that blessed hope. We're getting too close to seeing that promise that's been made to me and you. Glory, hallelujah. It's just almost so close. Praise God, sometimes it's almost like you can reach out and touch it. Praise God, hey, listen, the things over in glory are going to be so delicious, sometimes I think I can taste them. Amen. Me and Teresa, sometimes we'll get to talking about something or we'll be eating something and I'll say, What does that remind you of? And all of a sudden she'll say, over in Jerusalem, over in Israel. When I said, yeah, that's what I was just thinking. Praise God. It's just a taste there. Just something that it got my attention, praise God. It was something that stirred in my soul. It doesn't just stimulate my taste buds, but it stirred down in my soul. I want to say glory, hallelujah. That's what God's doing right now today. God's a moving. He's a marching. He's a looking, praise God, for those that'll stick with Him. Amen. He said, Hamath also shall border thereby in Tyrus and Sidon, though it be very wise. And Tyrus did build herself a stronghold, and heaped up silver as the dust, and fine gold as the mire of the streets. Amen. Now, but listen to this. Verse number 4 said, behold, the Lord will cast her out, and He will smite her power in the sea, and she shall be devoured with fire. Ascalon shall see it and fear. Gaza, have you ever heard that name before? Gaza also shall see it and be very sorrowful. And Ekron, for her expectation shall be ashamed. And the king shall perish from Gaza. And Ascalon shall not be inhibited, praise God, inhabited. Amen. Can you see what's taking place? He said they hit them from the sea. Praise the Lord. We know what took place yesterday. Israel hit Hamas from the sea. They got them on all sides. Praise God. Listen, God has hemmed them in. God Almighty's a moving. God Almighty. Hey, listen, that little old people's not big enough. They're not strong enough to fight the battle with any chance of winning. But praise God, the world told them that before, and the world tell us that before. The world tells me and you that all the time. You might as well just give up. You might as well just give in, because you don't really matter. We're going to steamroll over you, and we're going to do what we want to do, and you can't say nothing about it. Hey, praise God, I may not, but I can just keep a lifting up my head and lifting up my hands and say, praise God, Jesus is able to overcome the obstacles that we face, and praise God, if we'll stand with Him, He's promised to stand with us, and if God be for us, who can be against us? With the Lord on our side, they're fighting a battle. Amen. Praise His holy name. The king shall perish from Gaza, Ashkelon shall not be inhabited. And the bastard should dwell in Ashdod. He said, I will cut off the pride of the Philistines. Man, he said, listen, God said, I'm going to take care of this, and this place is going to be inhabited by foreigners. Amen. Hello? God said, hey, listen, the ones that's there, praise God, they don't deserve to be there. He said, this place is going to be inhabited by foreigners. Amen. I tell you what, we better be careful. America's about to be inhabited by foreigners. Amen. Praise God. We better get back to God. He said, I will cut off the pride of the Philistines. I will take away his blood out of his mouth and his abominations between his teeth. He that remaineth, even he, shall be for our God. And he shall be as a governor in Judah and Ekron as a Jebusite. God says, praise God, listen, he said, them old wicked devils are eating the meat with the blood. It's abomination to God. He said, you ain't supposed to do that. Amen, praise God. But they said they was. And he said, they got proof of it. He said, it's a dang in their teeth. Praise God. They're not ashamed of it. They're willing, praise God. They go against God knowingly. Praise God. And they don't care that everybody knows that they're going against God of heaven. They're going against the law. They're going against the judgment of a holy God. And we're living in a day and an hour that people don't care. Amen. They don't care if you know it. They don't care if we know it. But he said he'd cut them off. Amen. Praise the Lord. But listen to this, verse number 8. He said, I will encamp about mine house because of the army. Amen. Now you can see all this took place during the army, the invasion of Alexander the Great. Amen. When Alexander marched through the place. But even that old Greek, ungodly fellow that he was, praise God, when it come to Jerusalem, he never touched it. Amen. Amen. He went by it several times, but he never touched Jerusalem. He said that was holy ground. Amen. He said, because of him that passeth by, because of him that returneth, said, and no oppressor shall pass through them anymore. For now have I seen with mine eyes. He said, well, they said, listen, they's coming today. Had that the old oppressors have passed by. The old press came by. Ephesus, he come through, praise God, and destroyed. And he tore down. But praise God, Alexander come through and he tore down and he destroyed. But God says, one day, he said, I'm going to say I've had enough. There's not going to be anybody else. Praise God, it's going to come through. There's nobody else that's going to tear down. Because I'm going to be there and I'm going to watch. And I'm going to see what's taking place. Amen. You're not going to do it under my nose and not thinking I know about it. I won't say God Almighty, the God we serve. He knows everything that's taking place. There's nothing that's happening in this world that he don't know about. Amen. Praise God. Listen, I'm like you. Sometimes I get fretful. Sometimes if you get to watching the news, by town, sometimes I just want to reach through the screen and choke them down. Amen. Amen. Get them by the neck. Amen. Say, what are you doing? Shake them. But praise God, I won't say God Almighty knows what's going on. God Almighty knows about the oppression that's in this world. God Almighty knows about the oppressor. But praise God, he said he'd seen it with his own eyes. Amen. To see clearly. He's not looking through a fog. Amen. God, hey, listen, there's no fog in the eyes of normal. You say, well, preacher, he's old. He probably can't see good. I won't tell you God sees perfectly well. Amen. He's got godly vision. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we see these things taking place. We see how how history continues just to repeat. How we see things taking place and how they take place again and how they'll take place again. But God says there comes a time, praise God, when God's going to make things right. And he said they'll be rejoicing. Amen. Verse number 9. You remember this part. He said, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem, behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. Amen. Glory, hallelujah, God. Can you see the contrast? He said, glory, hallelujah. He said, rejoice and praise God. And what God is doing, rejoice in what the Lord is, what's taking place from the Lord. O daughters of Zion, shout, O daughters of Jerusalem. Behold, pay attention. Thy king cometh unto thee. Amen. Thy king cometh unto thee. He's just. He's a justifier. Praise God. Through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can be saved. We, through His justice, His plan of justice, we can be justified just as if we've never sinned. Through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said that not only is He justified, but praise God, He is salvation. He said, having salvation. You say, how could He have salvation? Because He brung it with Him. Amen. When He left the portals of glory and He condescended down to where we were, took on the form of a flesh, went to an old-fashioned cross, praise God, and died for our sins. Amen. Having salvation, brought it with Him. Said He come lowly and riding upon an ass and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. That's where He was. That's who He was. That's how He came. Amen. And He, as history repeats itself, praise God. And we can see it repeating itself before our eyes tonight. But Kevin, we're looking for a grand finale like we've never seen it before. I mean, I like it. I like it on 4th of July when you go to those, go to the where they're shooting off the fireworks. Amen. And they shoot them fireworks off. They go up and, you know, they, and you're like, wow, wow. Amen. Wow. I think that's the way we've been through the centuries, through the ages, praise God. We've sat back and we've seen the mighty power of God and the hand of God, and we said, wow. 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 Amen. But praise God, when they get them things lined up, and they get them things set up, and everything's just right, and everything's ready, praise God, at the end of that thing, they shoot off the grand finale. Amen. Praise God, I'm looking for the grand... He came as your king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon the ass and upon the colt, the foal of an ass. But when He comes again, praise God, He's not going to be lowly. And He's not going to be riding on an ass. He's going to come as the Lord of glory, the King of kings and the Lord of lords when He rises up again. Praise God. When He comes the second time, He's going to come as the Lord of heaven. Praise His holy name. Amen. He's going to come to offer deliverance in the future. History tends to repeat itself. We're getting ready to have a repeat performance. The Lord Jesus Christ, when He steps out of glory. Amen. Second coming of our Savior. Praise His holy, the grand finale. It said, and He shall cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the horses from Jerusalem. And the battle bow shall be cut off, and He shall speak peace unto the heathen. And His dominion shall be from sea even to sea, and from the river even to the ends of the earth. Amen. All carnal strife, praise God, is going to be put down. Amen. It's going to be a universal peace, praise God. And it's going to be from, now watch this, from the sea to the sea and from the river even to the ends of the earth. Now you got a bunch of wicked heathen devils today that said from the river to the sea. And they're talking about annihilating the Jew. They're talking about taking from the river Euphrates and marching them and pushing them out into the ocean to get rid of them. Amen. And they say, well, that's really not what we mean. That's exactly what they mean. Amen. But God said, that ain't going to happen. Said God, the God of peace. Amen. Praise God. He said He would touch, and praise God, from the sea even to the river. Amen. That's in Psalm 72 and 8, by the way, if you'd like to look at it. Amen. They can push from the river to sea if they want to, praise God. I'm afraid this time they may get a little bit of pushback. Amen. I'm afraid they may have a more contention than what they think. Amen. From the glory of God. Future deliverance, praise God. Watch verse 11. And as for thee also, By the blood of thy covenant I have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit, wherein is no water. Amen? He said, praise God. Hey, that's for you, praise God. He said, the blood's been shed, things have took place. He said, I brought you up and I brought you out of a pit, praise God, as if it had no water. It was a pit, praise God, just muck and the mire. That was all that was left. There was no sustenance for you. But praise God, I seen where you was. Well, hallelujah. He said, I looked down and seen where you was at. I reached down, praise God, way further than you could ever get, reach up to get out of that pit, out of that muck and the mire. I reached down to where you was. And I brought you out. Same God that brought them out of Egypt is the same God that delivers us. Egypt, the type of the world. Amen. We were caught up in it. We were bound up in it. We were stuck in the muck and the mire of it. But God reached down, praise God, to where we were. You were, I was. Got a hold of us, praise God, and lifted us out of there. Amen. Even for His glory. Amen. Verse number 14 said, and the Lord shall be seen over them. Amen. And His arrow shall go forth as the lightning. And the Lord God shall blow the trumpet. Does any of this stuff sound familiar? Amen. Huh? This is familiar verbiage. Amen. And shall go with whirlwinds of the south. Praise the Lord. See, God's going to be there. God's going to see what's going on. God's going to be over them. And His arrow shall go forth as a lightning. Amen. He's going to do the fighting for them. And Lord God shall blow the trumpet. Amen. That's what you use to congregate with. Praise God, to draw help. To set the battle in array. Amen. God's going to do that. Praise His holy name and shall go with the whirlwind. Amen. Praise God. And He says, God, verse number 2, He said, turn ye to the stronghold. Amen. What did He say? Return ye to the stronghold. He said, those Jews that's in bondage, those Jews that's still down there in Babylon, praise God. He said, just go ahead, praise God, as you get the opportunity, and just come on back to the house. He said, God the Father's gathering these people in. God's getting His little children, and He's inviting them to come home. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can you see? It's happening all over the world. People's going, praise God. Don't even understand why. Just packing up, packing a bag, leaving everything behind and going to Jerusalem. Amen. Because there's a voice that's speaking. There's a voice that's a calling to the corners of the world, the universe. North, south, east, and west. Amen. He said, even today, do I declare, now watch this. He said, ye are prisoners of hope. Amen. Not prisoners of despair. But He said, you're prisoners of hope. You're prisoners with a hope. Wouldn't it be a terrible thing to be a prisoner that had no hope? Amen. A prisoner that had no hope. Amen. A prisoner's looking for the gallows at any minute, any day, any second, with no hope of eternity. What a sad place that would be. But He said, you are prisoners. But praise God, said, you're prisoners with hope, praise God. And God says, I've come to release you and set you free. Praise the Lord. Said, even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee. Amen. God says, hey, listen, what you've had before, praise God, I'm going to give. Hey, yeah, you're looking for what you had before. I'm going to give you that. I'm going to give you a double helping. Amen. I like those double helpings, don't you? Amen. Like the little black boy said his mama gave. He had a big old biscuit with molasses on it, and she said, son, would you like to have some molasses? He said, yeah, mama. As soon as I finish these molasses, amen. Praise God, looking for a double portion. Praise God, just a little bit more. Praise God, and what was offered? Amen. Praise God. God said, I'm going to give you a double portion, render to you double. Praise the Lord. You can't beat double. You get blessings and encouragement. Now watch what He says in verse 13. He says, when I have bent Judah for me and filled the bow with Ephraim. So now He's bent Judah. Judah's the bow. Ephraim's the arrow. Amen. God's getting ready to do something. He said, and raised up thy sons, O Zion, against thy sons, O Greece. He said, hey, listen, Israel said, I've raised up the sons of Israel. And he said, I've raised up the sons of Greece. He said, I've raised up the Gentile power. Praise God. I've allowed them to come to power for such a time as this. Praise God. But he said, I've took Judah. Praise God, that southern tribes, and I took the Ephraim, the northern tribes, and I used Judah for the bow and Ephraim for the arrow. Praise God, and I'm going to come and to clean house. Amen. They say the 10 tribes of Israel, that these 10 tribes that's missing or something like that. And that's what they say. That's what our historians say. Amen. There's a tribe missing somewhere. But Israel said, they ain't none of us missing. We know exactly where we're at. Amen. And when the time comes, we know exactly where we're at. And they'll be called together. Praise God. And made thee as a sword of a mighty man. Amen. As of the battles of old when they fought before, praise God. When God has fought for them, how God has used them. Can you just think about how God has fought for us in the United States of America? The battles that we've won. Amen. The battles, praise God, that God Almighty has helped us to endure in, to overcome in, to win in, to overcome in. He's offered, He's given us victories. Because we love God and we're seeking. And when our boys go off the march, they go off the fight, we'll be celebrating Veterans Day this coming Saturday. Praise God. I thank God for every man that said when he raised his hand and said, I'll go. Amen. Now, some of them may not have raised their hand and said they go. They got a letter in the mail that said, you got to go. Amen. But they didn't run high. They didn't go to Canada. Praise God. They went and signed up, and they went, and they fought. Some of them, some men died for our freedoms. Amen. Amen. Some give it all. Amen. Amen. Every one of them did. Amen. We've got three veterans here in this church that's left. Amen. And they, everyone, praise God, give all. They signed up and said, I'll do whatever I have to do. If we could just do that in our Christian faith, church. Just say, I'm going to do whatever I have to do, praise God, and I'm going to do it with the help of the Lord. And God Almighty, praise God, would bless us and help us to overcome. Amen. He said, Lord shall be seen over them, and His arrow shall go forth as the lightning. Amen. That arrow, he's made up of Ephraim, or Judah and Ephraim, that bow and the arrow. And Lord God shall blow the trumpet and shall go out as a whirlwind. But now watch this. See, I'm talking about a personal intervention. Said the Lord of hosts shall defend them. Amen. Let me just tell you something. With the Lord of hosts defending them, the enemy don't have a chance. Amen. Amen. They don't have a chance, praise God, at one that's trusting in the Lord. And they shall devour and subdue with the sling stones, and they shall drink and make a noise as through wine. And they shall see, it shall be filled like bowls and as the corners of the altars. Amen. He's talking about that corners of the altars, talking about that vast carnage where the bloods are running off. Amen. God's going to give the victory. God's going to give it, and he'll call the carrion from all around, praise God, to be a cleanup crew. Amen. You say, preacher, that's an awful thing to think about. It is an awful thing to think about. We better think about the good God of heaven, and we better think about getting on His side. We better think about getting out of here. Amen. Being ready to go home to be with the Lord when all this takes place. That personal intervention. And then the Lord says this, verse 16, the Lord their God shall save them in that day as the flock of His people. Amen. That means He's the shepherd. Right? Yeah. Amen. That means He's the shepherd. Ain't He the shepherd of our souls? The keeper of our souls, praise God. Amen. The Lord their God shall save them in that day as the flock of His people. For they shall be as the stones of a crown, lifted up as an ensign upon His land. Amen. He said they're going to be as stones in a crown. in the crown of glory. Amen. For God Almighty lifted up as an ensign upon this land. Amen. They're going to have physical victory. But bigger and better than that, they're going to have spiritual victory. Amen. They're going to see the sign of the Son of Man coming, praise God, as lightning from the east. They talked about that lightning, praise God, and they're going to realize that this is the Son of God. Amen. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Victory, praise God. Physical victory, spiritual victory. It'll happen, praise God. It'll be born in a day. Amen. A great nation for His glory. To God's delight. Amen. And then he says in closing, for how great is His goodness. Amen. It's boundless. The goodness of God is boundless. There's no ends to the goodness of God. We see it all the time. Amen. How great is His goodness and how great is His beauty. Amen. The boundless goodness and beauty of God. The beauty of His character. The beauty of who He is. The beauty, praise God, of His character that He puts up with us. Amen. He's really patient. I told Teresa the other night, we was trying to wait, when we was waiting on her, try to get her home. Amen. And it kept getting later and later. And I just texted her back and I said, honey, Lord just teaching us patience. Amen. I said, it's a virtue. She said, I'm just waiting patiently. Amen. Because God is beautiful, God's goodness. Amen. That peaceful prosperity. Look what he says. Corn shall make the young men cheerful and new wine to the maidens. Amen. He said there's going to be corn. There's going to be grapes. Praise God. There's going to be peaceful prosperity throughout all the land. Where do you get that from? You get that when you follow God. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Amen. We'll see the glory of God. Amen. At the grand finale, praise God. At the grand finale, praise God, it's all going to be manifest. And we get to be there. Amen. We get to be there. We get to be with Him. Because we'll be with Him where He is. Amen. When He's taking care of business, praise God. We'll get to be that host of heaven. Amen. Praise God, it gets to be with the Lord of glory forever. Amen. I'm looking forward to that. If the Lord decides to take him a little jaunt through the universe, you know, these galaxies, and the scientists say, well, 1,400 million light years away, we think we see. Amen. At the sound of thought, Jesus can be there. Amen. Amen. There's no hindrance. There's nothing that hinders Him. Amen. At the speed of thought. Praise God. But one day we're going to be with Him. In that grand finale, and we're seeing this thing. We're seeing history repeat itself. Amen. Right before our eyes, youngins. In order to tell us to look up and lift up our eyes. He says, as you see these things begin to come to pass, Luke said, look up and lift up your eyes, for your redemption draweth nigh. That word nigh, you know what it means? It means close. It means it's getting close. So we just need to keep looking up and praising the Lord. Because one day in a little while, amen, it'll all be over here and we'll all be starting over there. And we'll be rejoicing and praising in the presence of our Savior throughout eternity. Amen.